All right, moving on. Let's get into Tailspin. It's a half an hour show. I believe this was on the NBC between 3 and 5 o'clock hour. I don't remember when it came. I think it was early 90s, but...
I watched it in French. It was different. I watched it in Saturday morning in French.
I don't know what it replaced or whatever, but I remember it was like with Darkwing Duck and Chip and Dale and Goof Troop and Aladdin and all that stuff. So thoughts on Tailspin, guys?
Yeah, it confused me so much as a kid because I had watched Jungle Book, and it's actually weird because it actually sums up kind of Disney itself, because they're the characters, but more as actors playing their roles in a totally different setting. So for me, it confused me. Like, they weren't in the jungle. You had a... Shere Khan was kind of the villain, but he wasn't on all fours. He was instead a businessman standing upright.
Blue so was like a bush pilot. He was a cargo... Yeah. He was in the cargo freight.
So it's weird. So
business.
I was wondering, like, is it their life after Jungle Book? It's not. It's just these characters as if they were actors playing in different shows.
Yeah, it was kind of...
Yeah, because they all keep their same personalities. But they're just in different situations.
But they run a cargo freight service instead of being in a jungle.
Different. They're not in a jungle. They're not on all fours. They're wearing clothes. So, like, why? Were they naked before?
It's kind of weird.
It's interesting, yeah.
But I never thought of it when I was a kid. I was just like, yeah, it's Blue. It's you know, he's a freight pilot. That totally makes sense.
What I love about this show is, like, I found it had a big sense of adventure.
It did.
Just because of the nature of the show, there'd be these big chases with fighter pilots, stuff like that, and I don't know, just something a kid having. I don't know if you guys remember, he had this little thing he'd step on and go in the back of the plane, like kind of like water skiing, but with...
I don't remember.
Oh, it's like a hoverboard.
Yeah, and he'd like attach to the plane and kind of like float around with it.
Stuff. Why would like he that. Do that? I don't get the
point.
Because
it'd be cool.
Because it's the 90s, guys. Extreme.
Yeah, you might have to take something off the plane or...
So guys, Baloo, Shere Khan, and Ka and King Louie were on the show.
Yeah.
Was there other people from the Jungle Book that were also... I know Mowgli wasn't. Bagheera wasn't either, right?
I never... I don't think I ever watched the Jungle Book, so I never knew the characters from it. Like, I only knew them as the characters on Tailspin.
That's interesting. Yeah.
It's loosely based on them. I mean, it's... But one thing I loved about the show, I mean, besides the sense of adventure, was, I didn't know about this, but it's apparently set in the 1930s, which makes sense because of the type of planes they're using.
Yeah,
but
it's like... Because
I remember back in the 30s when bears were flying freight planes as well.
Yeah, that's right. And the tigers were like businessmen, yeah.
Totally.
But they were also talking about how, like, they had these, like, I mean, you had your Shere Khan as the, like, the businessman villain, but you also had, I was reading on the Wikipedia page about these, like, evil boars who were supposed to represent Stalin, like, Russia, and you even had, even these, like, hounds, I guess.
The Germans?
Obviously. Germans, yeah. So it was pretty interesting.
Wait, D-Ren, were they German shepherds?
No, they're hounds, they said. I don't know.
I see.
They were German shepherds, right, but...
This is another part of the Disney Afternoon series. Life is like a hurricane. This is probably one of the greatest cartoon themes of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. It's a Doppler. Might solve a mystery.
Behind you. Scrooge Duck, his nephews Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
No, wait, no, those are his, because his nephew is Donald.
Is it grandnephews, I guess?
No, because it's really weird. There's no parents, they're all like related by uncles. His nephew is Donald, and then Donald's nephews is Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
Grandnephews. So if I remember correctly, the premise of the show is people just trying to steal Scrooge's money.
From Wait, no, I thought it was Scrooge going on adventures to find more wealth or something like that.
What?
They were going for like these different like gold and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
But I remember people just trying to thief his money all the time.
I think it was a combination of both.
Yeah.
That's what every episode is about?
Well, there were two kinds. There were the ones where they were going on adventures. There was the other ones where you had those three robbers there with the... They were like... I don't know what kind of animal they were.
Ducks. Oh,
but no, they were just...
Bears. They're probably bears.
They were bears, you think? Okay, shaven bears, I guess. Okay, anyways.
I thought they were hounds.
I don't know. Bears,
they're called the Beagle Boys, so they're dogs.
Beagle Boys.
Yeah. They're dogs. Okay, yeah. They're dogs. Okay, yeah. They would try to steal his money. And then there was... Well, my favorite... Actually, I just watched because I really like Duck Dodgers.
Is
it the name of the Errol Flynn type of guy? The pilot?
Okay.
That's not his name?
Launchpad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who the hell's Duck Dodgers?
Duck Dodgers is the... Daffy Duck.
I'm sorry. You're right. I mixed the that. Yes. Okay. So yes, I watched in French, so the names are right, but I really liked that character, the pilot. He was a lot of fun.
There was a lot of crossover too, and every show had ducks in it, but Launchpad crossed over to Darkwing Duck.
He did.
So yeah. We've seen that in a lot of these cartoons, especially the Disney afternoon stuff where they kind of cross over. And yeah. I mean, that's cool for fans, I guess, too, because you don't really see that a lot. So.
He was also in Tailspin, I believe.
Launchpad.
What?
No,
Launchpad was in Tailspin?
You're missing Baloo in Launchpad, dude.
Hold on.
I'm getting
Launchpad and the Quirks.
So it's just a lot of ducks on the show, right?
But yeah, everything was ducks, man. Like,
well, wait, I have a question. Do you guys remember the show well or not really?
I do, kind
it's
of.
Not
okay, but Launchpad was in DuckTales.
Yeah, I know he's in DuckTales.
But he wasn't in Tailspin.
He wasn't in Tailspin.
Oh, sorry.
Wait, you just checked.
I'm confused.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, my question is this. In the show, there were a few episodes where Launchpad McQuack would...
McQuack?
Is that his name? That's his name, right?
It's Launchpad.
Launchpad was.
No, I said Launchpad.
Launchpad McQuack.
Anyways, Launchpad, there were episodes where he would turn into like a RoboCop kind of character. He was on one wheel.
So yeah, that was badass.
No. Yeah, but can
did he turn into that? Or there was a character called, Gizmo.
Yeah, Gizmo.
Did he know he was that character or no? I never understood that. Did he know that he was him too, or did he just that character existed using his body as a host?
What, like Jekyll Hyde?
No, like
Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, like Ghost Rider.
He knew. I believe he knew.
Was it a secret identity that he didn't want people to know it was him?
Yeah, because he also, that was another character that also crossed over onto Darkwing Duck, if I remember correctly. And the thing I was going to actually ask is, does anybody remember the video game?
Yeah, DuckTales video game? For NES, loved it.
Yeah,
loved
and it. Then recently, I think it was last year, they released for like Xbox Arcade. It might be on the PlayStation Arcade. I bought it like a couple months ago, and I don't remember the Nintendo game, but that game is fun as hell, and it has.
Is it hard?
It's not hard. There's like
because usually those games are harder. When we're
remember,
kids.
You'd be on you'd be screwed jumping on your friggin' cane.
On your cane,
the whole game would be you just jumping on your cane and shit.
Or you use it as a golf club.
Yeah, you can do that too. They updated a lot of stuff for it, but they actually had like I think every voice actor came back to do the dialogue for it.
I thought it was just one guy doing all the voices.
No,
yeah, sorry.
There's also like the maid Mrs. Bigglesworth.
The cat in Austin Powers.
No, there was a maid and a butler. I can't remember them, but
Mr. Bigglesworth.
That's right. Okay, guys, what I always liked is
it Mrs. Beakley?
Yes, that's what it is, Mrs. Beakley.
It's all these duck references and her granddaughter, Webby.
Yes.
But guys, what I loved how they kept referring to the fact that he was Scottish. I love that. They never.
Why is he Scottish, though?
Because he's McDuck.
Oh.
So they would keep going, and they would find pictures of him like with a skirt, and he's like, "Guys, it's not a skirt, it's a quilt." And it's like, "Oh, okay."
It's a kilt.
Oh, yeah, so he was
kilt, not quilt.
quilt.
Kilt.
Shit. All right. Kilt.
I was gonna say, here's another one. I don't know if it's a perfect segue to Darkwing Duck, but the guy's name was I think Drake Mallard, which is another Duck reference.
Yes.
What I found interesting was that because you know he would do that thing where he would jump into his pile of into his like his coins.
Yeah, wouldn't you fucking like, break your neck if you did that?
You would hurt yourself so badly.
Did anybody see did anybody see the Family Guy reference of that?
Yeah.
Where he jumped into it and he just like crippled himself.
But that's a bloody awful
mess.
All right.
Our world is in peril. Gaia, the spirit of the Earth, can no longer stand the terrible destruction plaguing our planet. She sends five magic rings to five special young people. One of them from Africa with the power of Earth. From North America, Wheeler with the power of...
Okay, isn't Wheeler like fucking the Human Torch? It's the same... He looks like Torch. It's a fucking complete ripoff.
Fire. From the Soviet Union.
From the Soviet Union.
Minka with the power of
Vladimir Putin with the power of attacking Ukraine.
But no, because it was still Soviet. It wasn't Russia yet.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Of fire. From the Soviet Union. Minka with the power of wind. From Asia, Guy.
No, I never did.
Isn't it from Montreal, Guy? With the power of Putin.
And from South.
This guy's the gayest one.
Yeah.
America, Mati, with the power of heart.
Like, I'd totally kill Mati in 2 seconds. Like, you'd be like, hurt, and you'd fucking blow him away. It's gone.
Did you guys watch the Don Cheadle, Captain Planet?
Yeah, that was good.
What? He kills them all and only keeps Mati, yeah.
But, like, wouldn't you feel like you got the short end of the stick? Like, you're getting all these cool powers.
It's like the gayest power ever.
I mean, talk to animals.
Oh, what's his power? Talk to animals?
He had heart, and he talked to animals.
He has heart. His power is the power
of heart.
Go
talk to your animals where you get blown in the fucking head.
Yeah,
you know?
Give me freaking fire where I can blow everyone up, you know?
Fucking
like electricity or something. Come on, like.
He's South American. What is he going to get? Like burritos and shit? The power of Taco Bell.
Yeah, I think it was more about the message, though.
Yeah, but guys, I don't know. Was the show any good, actually? I don't think so.
I remember watching it. I don't remember, like, what... I think it was Sludge that was, like, his kryptonite. Like, if a guy threw, like, an empty Diet Pepsi can, like, he'd die or whatever.
Well, it's a show that had a good message. Like, it had a... I like that it had a constant theme.
It was before its time, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Because if it came out now, it would be, like, massive.
Bingo. Wait, but
did you guys watch the Robot Chicken one where Ted Turner becomes Captain Planet?
Yeah.
He keeps people in their balls if they don't obey. You saw your expected environment, or I fucking kill you, Captain Planet!
I think there was another part of it. If you actually go to all the villains, they all represent, like, was it the Seven Deadly Sins or something, like greed?
Wait, really?
Or something like that, like all the major villains represent something.
Loot and Plunder. That was one of the villains.
It was just the sludge, that took out a planet?
Yeah, pollution or anything.
And then there was
like a banana peel.
Then there was Captain Pollution, his bizarro Superman ripoff. Captain Pollution was awesome. By far one of my favorites.
Like if I was writing a show, Pollution would take everybody out. Credits.
I don't remember him, but apparently there's a character called Duke Nukem.
Yes.
Yeah, he's radioactive.
He was the best figure that they had because he just basically glowed in the dark.
Wait, but it's a different Duke Nukem, right?
Yes, spelled different.
He was yellow, I think.
I'm all about kicking ass and chewing bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Oh, yeah, I remember him now. Yeah.
He's yellow. I think he had sunglasses on.
Yeah, he had a
white shirt. Sounds like Duke Nukem.
Yeah. All right, speaking of sludge.
Good segue.
Toxic Crusaders, Toxic Crusaders. I had no friends, no girls at home until I got radioactive ugly. Toxic Crusaders, Toxic Crusaders.
The one thing I didn't get, like, the whole premise is that he, like, falls into a barrel of radioactive waste in his high school. Like, what the fuck are they doing in the back of the high school that they've got radioactive waste, like, unopened just sitting in the back?
Pollution was obviously a big problem in the 90s, and we didn't know it.
Yeah, apparently.
And these two cartoons saved nothing.
They did fucking nothing. I remember the two-headed guy, and they're just, like, launching. But, like, I didn't get why he had a mop. That was, like, his weapon. He had a fucking mop.
Because he's in the movies, he's a janitor, I think.
But, like, you'd figure you'd have any, like, you're this toxic crusader, and all you have is a fucking, like, get a sword or something. Like, why do you attack people with a mop?
I don't know.
The multi-arm guy, I think, what was his name? Dr. Killamoff?
I'm trying to remember anything from it. It's just...
I remember most of the shows if I had figures from it.
Okay.
Either I watched it a lot or I had the figures, and I had Dr. Killamoff. But I remember almost... I remember, like, the theme, certain characters, and that's it. Because I know there wasn't just Toxie.
I remember having the guy with the mop for sure.
Oh, yeah, Toxie.
It's made from trauma. That should be enough.
All right. Let's get into our next cartoon. That's cool.
Oh, God.
TP for my bunghole.
I feel stupider just listening to this.
Yeah, but you didn't watch it?
I did like it a bit, so I shouldn't really say that.
I watched it all the time, and the premise was awesome, where they just sit there and blast music videos the whole time. I mean, they had the little skits, but... They would just totally, like, Judge would just totally rip in the artist. So it was cheap to make. It was fun. Yes, you know, you leave your mind at the door, but some of the stuff was actually kind of fun.
Maybe I'm just remembering the movie when I almost fell asleep during it.
Didn't it come back at some point?
Yeah, it came back a couple of years ago, I believe. Yeah, like 2011.
I know the movie did well. It made like didn't it make like 100 million?
Yeah, it did pretty well.
But yeah, I agree with like Mr. Old School because I the skit parts I wasn't a big fan of, but when they were making fun of the videos, it was funny. It was like
was good.
Yeah, and sometimes they would say like the video is awesome and you know rad or whatever, but then they would like trash certain videos and then. I think that it was all, like, improvised, too.
And I remember some of the stuff with, like, it was inside baseball stuff, too, that they would, between the two characters sometimes, if you paid attention. All right, this is probably one of the best themes ever.
I was going to say, it's kind of weird that, like, it created basically two spinoffs. One directly, one kind of indirectly.
King of the Hill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one being indirectly, because it's basically the same freaking character, just different backstory. It's, like, the same model, but, like, I like Daria more than I like Beavis and Butthead.
Daria, yes. I don't remember ever watching the cartoon, but I'm familiar with the character. I know.
I watched Daria.
I love the cartoon. I think that theme was really good too.
I remember there was a spoof online that Aubrey Plaza was going to play a Daria real life.
That'd be great.
Remake.
That would be
perfect. Yeah, that's true.
Perfect casting. Oh, you're right. There was a spoof online.
All right, this is by far like I don't remember ever watching the show, but that is probably the best theme ever.
Love this show.
You actually watched the show?
Oh yeah, I love Denver.
Not a bigger fan.
I think I remember this show, but I remember absolutely nothing about it. I think it was that.
I love the premise of it. Isn't it where they find the dinosaurs and he joins them in like a band?
Yeah, which totally makes sense.
It makes total sense.
But how does he know to play guitar?
Oh, he's a very talented dinosaur.
Yeah, but they didn't have guitars back then.
He's a rock star.
But, like, dinosaurs are inherently stupid, no? But he's taking, like, selfies on Polaroids and... playing guitar, and I just... Did he talk? I don't remember him talking.
But I'm reading, apparently, like, the children decided to keep Denver and to keep his existence a secret. How do you keep a dinosaur as a secret?
Yet in the credits, he's in a parade. I don't get it.
But, like, it'd be like the Ninja Turtles in the 80s, like, they're walking around. The fucking Raphael in his trench coat, like, you're not supposed to notice. I don't remember the show at all. I remember the theme.
I remember I don't remember too much about the details, yeah. But I remember watching it quite a bit. And yeah, I guess it's more for the theme now, but...
Yeah. All right, see, Kebo Trek and D-Ren, don't mention this. I want to see if the other ones can get it.
Best cartoon theme song ever.
That music was good back then.
Wait, what?
Don't be afraid. Yeah, okay. You're not alone.
Okay. You can run with us.
You got everything you need.
Run with us.
Sean
Al. We are free. Raccoons. This is Canadian, by the way. CBC.
I really hated it.
You hated it.
I didn't get their design. I didn't get why their noses were always like a bit weird. I didn't get it. I didn't get the appeal. No, raccoons don't look like that.
You mean Cyril Sneed and his son with the glasses there? There are.
Didn't the raccoons also have weird noses?
There's an anteater in here, right?
Yeah,
looks like an anteater.
Yeah.
Oh, he's an anteater. That doesn't look like an anteater.
I think this has to be the best scene, though.
Yeah, it's like
Sneer seemed like just like a 50-year-old guy who just smoked too much.
Yes, that's what he looked like, and he never slept.
Yeah.
But guys,
we had the three little pigs.
I love the little pigs.
And then you had your muscle with the bears.
I know. I found
German Shepherd as well.
But he was good though. He was like Mr. Muggs, like walking on, and he had other dogs who walking on four legs.
I just found the doll. Like, I never got what was like. Weren't they always? Wait, was there a whole point of also against greed and for nature?
Yeah, because Sneed was like a businessman, right? Like he was trying to rip off the town or whatever.
Well, he's trying to deforest, like trying to like cut down the forest and everything. It was like one of those environmental shows, like Clapton Planet.
But his nephew was nice.
Yeah,
he was like, it reminded me of Wonder Years. Like the nephew was like the geeky guy of Wonder Years or whatever. All right, what's next on our list?
How come we haven't gotten to the Hulk Hogan cartoon if we're going to dip into little 80s cartoons, too?
Well, that's a good one.
Try it. Nice, though.
I don't remember that.
What about Ducks Again? This is my favorite cartoon ever, by the way.
Yeah, I remember you used to love this.
I'm marked out with this.
I can never put it into it.
Megavolt?
Yes.
What was the Black Duck?
You're talking about, like,
the Black Mask Duck, like his alter ego.
Nega Duck.
Mega Duck, yeah.
No, I thought it was Nega. N-E.
That almost sense. Sounded like racist. I remember Keith marking out on this show.
Yeah, the bear. What was the bear? You had this bear guy.
Bear?
Yeah, he's one of the bad guys. He was a bear. In a suit. And they had, like, the daughter or the little girl was, like, Inspector Gadget kind of thing. Like, she was... Well, Launchpad was the sidekick, of course.
Yeah.
But it was like, Disney's equivalent to Batman. That's probably why I liked it so much.
Exactly. I was pretty much the same way.
Yeah.
Well, it's not just us seeing it. It was directly a Batman take. Like, I think one of the villains is, like, a Two-Face villain, right? I heard. I never watched it.
I remember the bear. I remember Megavolt. Remember, yes. Negaduck.
But anyways, the premise was it was supposed to be like their version of a Disney version of Batman and his.
I mean, I had all the figurines. I was a massive fan of that.
Yes, I remember. I had the, what was his plane called?
But you had the plane. I was too poor. I didn't have a plane.
Well, like I didn't have a lot. I remember I had that. I had a Megavolt or whatever.
I had Launchpad.
Yeah, I had Launchpad and.
Did you have the bike?
No. What was the geeky little chicken with the glasses? I had him too. He was probably a C character.
I don't remember the chicken. This is actually a 60s cartoon, but I remember watching in the 90s, so I figured I'd give it a little recognition.
During Lunch Hour.
Oh! Spider-Man.
Does whatever a spider can, spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out!
They'd always have the same like B-roll footage for like
Wait, I,
half of the cartoon would be him swinging around the same fucking footage. And they only have about 5 minutes of original footage.
I watched it recently. I really couldn't stand it. But the thing is that when you put it there for in the show notes, I thought it was talking about the 90s cartoon of Spider-Man, which is awesome.
Hey, old school.
And which I believe has the best theme song of the 90s.
Old school, do you have the 90s Spider-Man too?
Yeah, I can add it. It's funny because I only watched this one in the 90s. I didn't watch the 90s one.
Were you bored, though, as a kid watching this?
I would get annoyed. Like, I knew that same B-roll shit would run, but I didn't care. I got into it.
Okay. I didn't like it.
Could you play the 90s one, too? It's a beautiful theme.
Yeah, I remember this. I don't remember watching the show.
It's amazing.
This is the best.
Yeah.
I mean, now that I look at it, it's so much better in the 60s. I don't know why the fuck I'd watch the 60s one. Who's this dude with the fucking fur coat, though?
It's Kraven.
Oh, I never heard of Kraven.
It's actually a lion's mane.
I was like, who's this fucking, like, flashy guy? Like, he just seems like a bit of a metrosexual or something.
I don't know. I don't have him in front of me. Who are you talking to? What are you talking about?
It was the dude with the fucking the fur coat there.
Yeah, it's Kraven. Does he have, a mustache?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Kraven. Kraven the Hunter. It got freaking confusing because they started to do usually shows straight from the comics. Someone actually copied the comics word for word. It even copied stuff that we didn't like at all. Like, it copied a Clone Saga where it turns out Peter Parker's a clone. And I didn't know how it ended. As a kid, I didn't know who Stan Lee was. And I rewatched it recently because I found it really confusing. Apparently, at the end, he goes to a world where Spider-Man's just a fictional character.
And he meets Stan Lee.
And he meets Stan Lee. That's how it ends.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it was really weird.
It's a meta.
Oh, yeah, it was super meta, yeah.
All right. This one is still going today. I guess it's the most popular cartoon of all time. Yeah. And as Matt Groening says, he's going to run it right into the ground until nobody will watch it anymore.
He's doing a good job so far.
Yeah. You guys still watch this stuff?
Yeah.
I still watch old episodes.
Yeah.
I haven't watched the new ones.
But I mean, the first 3 years were unbearable. Now that you look back.
No, they're not good.
They were terrible.
It starts at season 4 and 5.
No, I think 2 to 5 are the better. Maybe 2 to 6.
Is 5 and 6 are the best. Because the thing is that they were running out of situations for Bart, because Bart couldn't get in trouble as much as an adult would.
Well, they changed the focus of the show after season 1.
Because Bart was the main focus.
Season 1 and 2, it was Bart. And then they realized that they could do more with Homer, because Homer could get into more adult trouble, like ending up in court or stuff like that, or in jail.
Homer became the popular one afterwards.
Big time.
Which is interesting.
I'm watching it now, and they actually do a good job balancing the family. Every episode has a different fruit. Like, there's Lisa centric, Marge centric. My favorite character though was Grandpa Simpson by far. I love Grandpa Simpson.
And
Troy McClure. I like Troy McClure too.
Phil Hartman.
You may have seen.
Well, guys, you guys have seen me. That was amazing. It was like these like educational videos. Like, you might have seen me from Firecrackers, The Silent Killer, and I'm like, wait, what? The Silent Killer.
I mean, definitely a precursor to Family Guy, and Family Guy is my favorite, I guess, cartoon show.
It's because Family Guy went to more random. The Simpsons started being more of a sitcom, so even though it was supposed to be laughs, they were still trying to make it more like a family and ordinary stuff. Family Guy went crazy right away. Guys, tell me, who are your favorite characters in The Simpsons? Mine's Grandpa Simpson.
That's going to be Homer by far.
Lisa!
Really? No, I think I got to go weird. I have to go Lisa, too.
She's Buddhist and vegetarian. So
actually, how is the baby?
I go because she plays saxophone.
Yeah.
How is the baby still a baby? Like,
No. But not just that. They're all still in the same grade, though.
They never age.
They never age.
They have a zillion Halloweens.
I'd love to see a cartoon where you see them age.
Well, didn't they have bits and pieces of it?
Yeah. There was many future versions, yeah.
No, but like a show, like say a cartoon that's on for 8 years and you constantly see them age, so like Maggie would be 8 by the end of the show.
It would last like 2 seasons.
It'd be weird, yeah, for a cartoon.
It would die.
Yeah, I don't see them in live action.
I think Family Guy is the one that they try to go the more real route, believe it or not. They try to do, like, Peter has had many different jobs. They actually do have birthdays for characters.
Yeah, but Stewie's the same age. He turned 1, that's it.
But I think everybody else has had a birthday. What's the name of the neighbor? End up having her baby, and like, I mean, they'll poke fun at, like, hey, we don't age, but they'll do stuff to make it where they age. And like I said, I know, for example, I remember because I used to listen to all the commentaries for the DVDs, and Seth MacFarlane was like, we want to have like Peter to have like all these different jobs because, you know, there's like this average, people change jobs every so many years, like on average, and that's what they wanted to do. That's why he's had like 3 or 4 different jobs throughout the run of the show.
Well, in the meantime, we've had Homer Simpson would only leave that one awesome job. By the way, guys, I've been watching recently, so I know the answer. What is his actual job at the power plant?
He's the safety inspector.
Yeah, exactly. He's in charge of safety. The best part was like when the Germans take over, and they were like, okay, so we see there's like a lot of dangers, so we'll be having like a big chat with the safety instructor, the person in charge of safety. And then Homer's like, you're a sucker. And then Lenny's like, that's you, Homer. He's like, don't.
So, I mean, the thing is, the humor really hasn't changed, so I'm still surprised.
It hasn't changed? I thought it got more random to go more at Family Guy.
I mean, I find, like, I know when, you know, I watched back in the day, but I watched one episode recently, and I didn't find it funny at all.
No, it's not funny. No, it's not funny.
And but at its peak, it's like...
The movie was really good.
Yes, the movie was awesome.
But I think at its peak, it was a brilliant show.
It was.
Like a lot of their episodes, like, I mean, I don't know if you guys all remember the hype about who shot Mr. Burns.
I remember that, you know? Yeah.
Like, that a cartoon could have that kind of hype for a whole summer.
Because it was a cliffhanger. It was the first time they did that. Yeah.
What do you guys think about the fact that it's running so long? You know, do you think they're making a mistake by it?
Yes.
Do you think the groaning is doing it? Is that a good idea to do? Or shouldn't they just cut it off while it was hot?
Actually, no, I'll tell you something. It's too late for that, obviously. But what I find amazing is that, you know, when we say that they should end things while they're good, we are realized with The Simpsons that the good stuff is still there. And I don't have to care about the stuff now if I like what's before. If someone wants to watch it, they could. I don't like it, but it doesn't mean that it has to go off the air. So I like how I've been able to have... We rarely have an occasion to see what happens when a show goes for so long. So this is kind of like an experiment to see what happens when things are past their shelf life.
When do you guys think it jumped the shark?
I'm pretty sure it still has audience.
But you know what? I think the younger
generation could enjoy it.
For me, it's a coincidence that I stopped caring for the show when I grew up, when I didn't have time for TV. And that's around season 10 around. And apparently that's when the show stopped being good. So I don't know. I think it's just a coincidence.
I think it's just nostalgia, right? When you stop watching it, then the show stops being good.
That could be. Well, but it turns out in my case that the best seasons are the ones that I watched. And it turns out that I watched every single episode because I would watch them on CBC at 5 o'clock every day. And because there were only 22 episodes per season, and there were like, 200 episodes in a year, I ended up watching... Like, I'm looking back now, I watched every single episode from season 2 to season 10
like
or 12.
Like five times.
Yeah. I've seen them all. But I get the jokes now. Today I was watching the one where it's Homer versus New York City, and he's in New York, and someone's throwing trash on him. And I just noticed now that it's actually Woody Allen that's throwing trash on him. So it's funny. I didn't catch that as a kid. So it's cute to be watching.
I think for me, like, it was more my viewing habits of TV changed, where I stopped really, like, caring about half-hour kind of comedy shows, and I just went on, yeah, the show isn't nearly as good as it used to be, but for me it was more, I started going to continuous drama type things rather than a half-hour comedy show. Same reason I don't really watch any comedies now.
Mm. Well, what was awesome for me is I would come home and I would have Family Matters, then Simpsons,
Family Matters,
and then my favorite show, which was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because the cool guy there was called Will.
But the thing for Simpsons was on, like, it used to be on like 18 different channels.
And it was on Seinfeld exposure.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the crossover episode? It's coming.
I love it. It's about time, and it'll be interesting to see what they do with it.
Sorry,
especially because at times Family Guy's poked fun at the Simpsons.
Yeah.
So So it'll be fun to see what they do with.
Has it ever gone the other way though? I don't remember ever seeing them poking fun at Family Guy.
But we don't watch the show.
I thought they did.
Yeah,
they're both Fox. They're both Fox properties. So
They're both. It's not even just that. Like they actually have like a good relationship. Matt Groening and Seth MacFarlane. As like some of the fans make it out that there to be this some sort of feud, but I think like the real feud is obviously with like South Park, like well Trey Parker, Matt Stone versus Seth MacFarlane. But even the only thing I've ever heard like Seth MacFarlane say on that instance, like of everything that they did on that South Park episode, he's like, yeah, so, and your point is,
yeah. All right. Any other honorable mentions that we have not mentioned?
The Hulk Hogan one.
Oh, there we go. Let me get that one. Hold on. This is a good thing, too.
I don't remember this.
You don't remember this at all, Ken?
I'm going to check it out to see if I remember, but I don't remember.
They had, like, Piper and the Sheik was, like, a bad guy and stuff. It was, like, all the wrestling characters. I don't think... It wasn't the original voices, though, eh?
No, it wasn't, I don't think
wasn't,
so.
Hogan wasn't doing, like, his voice.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
That's actually a good theme. You should have totally used that.
I may or may not have the album of this song.
Oh, really?
It's the WrestleMania album, I think it is. The wrestling album, that's what it's called.
I know Andre was in there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's bringing me back. Any other honorable mentions we want to discuss that I haven't put on the list?
Oh, yeah. Inspector Gadget.
Oh, shit.
Villain here. The
movie fucked it up.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to see his face.
Matthew Broderick is not Inspector Gadget.
That movie was bad. Let's not talk about it.
They made a sequel that I have downloaded a long time ago. That's the one I want to watch because it looked like they tried to reverse all the wrongs from the first.
They did. But they made it even worse though.
You know
they
what's interesting?
Like a female gadget. Yeah. What?
You know what's interesting? It was only 2 seasons, eh?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. That means I watched it all.
Yeah, I must have seen it all then. Yeah. My favorite character is the dog.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember the tag along sidekick more towards the end?
There was a sidekick?
It's just Penny and the dog.
No, it's not.
No, there was someone else. I vividly remember, like, but I don't remember his name. He was like this guy who wanted to be some kind of superhero.
I don't know.
Did you guys hear Gadget?
Did you guys? I like how he was all stroking his cat too.
He had a cat,
yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
So
did you get?
What's the name of the cat?
Just cat, right?
His name's Cat.
The whole point is that he's imitating the James Bond villain. What's his name?
Doctor No.
Blofeld, right?
Ernst Stavro.
Yeah.
Ernst Stavro Blofeld. Yeah.
Blofeld. That's for James. There's a rumor. Well, not a rumor, but there's a theory that Inspector Gadget and Claw are the exact same person.
What? No.
Yeah. That's why you never see his face, yeah.
No, that's
yes.
Crazy.
Hey, Abby, are you talking about Corporal Caveman?
Is that his name?
Yeah, he's the superhero guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Corporal Caveman.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, like, I think they had it more towards the end before the show got canceled or stopped or whatever the fuck they did. But I always remember that character. I just couldn't remember his name.
Who was the voice of Gadget? It was Don Adams, that's why.
Yeah,
who's Don Adams?
That was, fuck.
Get Smart.
Get Smart, yeah. That's why I recognize the voice. All right.
I like how, would his stuff always self-destruct his messages? I like that part. They would always random places would like cause danger everywhere. They would just self-destruct.
Yeah, the fun part is seeing how his boss, how he gets.
Oh yeah,
she's Quindy.
You know? Yeah. Because he always tries to run away from the self-exploding letter or something.
The chief was always pissed, though. I mean,
yeah, like, always pissed. The chief very was funny. Always like... But I don't get... But, like, he's such a doofus, Gadget. How does... You know, I mean, if it wasn't for his daughter... Anyways,
his daughter's smart. He's an
idiot. No, sorry. It's not his daughter. It's his niece.
Oh, it's his niece. Yeah.
But that's the gimmick. Like, yeah, the niece and the dog are the brains behind it, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah.
I don't get how he never recognizes the dog, you know? Dog always puts on these different disguises.
That's the whole thing with like Lois Lane and Clark Kent is like you can't notice it, you know?
Gadget
like
never recognizes that's his own dog.
It's a best show in the 90s by far.
I wasn't allowed to watch this, it was too dark.
They actually used the original theme, that's kind of cool.
No, the same composer, they changed it a bit for sure.
Okay. I don't remember watching this at all.
You never watched this?
No.
This was the most popular show of the 1990s.
No, it says you.
No, it is. If you look at any list, it looks like best cartoon. Number one is always that. And this is where Mark Hamill goes through.
And this is interesting because, I mean, I'm one of the biggest Batman fans ever.
Have you ever... So you never watched this?
No.
Old school, I recommend you... This, I believe, is the best interpretation of Batman outside of comics. Oh. What they would do to make it as dark as they could, instead of drawing on a white piece of paper, they found it was more efficient to draw on a black piece of paper. Because that's... Yeah, and if you look at the city is, like, stuck in the 40s. Even though it might take place in the 90s or now, whatever... It's like it was taking place in, like, a perpetual 40s. It was very interesting. The villains were all done really, really well. Like I said, Mark Hamill plays the Joker, so... And his is probably the best... Because usually the thing is this, with the Joker, you either make him, like, this silly, like, buffoon-type character, or you make him a murderous psychopath. This show was able to blend both together, because they couldn't kill in the series, but they still made him dark enough to go to almost that point. So it was brilliant.
Okay. Let's get into our next cartoon.
Yay!
What's this?
Mine! There's not enough.
Fighting
evil by the moonlight. They can't sing at all. Like they're fucking terrible singers in it. I have to unfortunately admit I have watched this.
I watched one episode.
Can we talk about how fucked up Japan is by making this cartoon?
Yeah.
Guys, did you know that they actually edited this her transformation for the Americans? Because
she's naked.
In the Japanese version, she's totally nude.
God, I could see a lot of 13-year-old boys jacking off to this.
Yeah. How old is she, by the way?
Serena, guys, she's supposed to be 14 years old. Mm. Serena's 14 years old.
Oh, jeez, okay.
But I cannot rewatch this, though. When I was a kid, I was watching this perpetually. Every day, I come home from school to watch this.
Who was the guy with the rose? I remember there was a guy with
the rose. That's Tuxedo Mask.
Okay.
Also known as Prince Darien.
Did she have a cat, by the way?
She had a cat named Luna. Luna is her guardian.
But what's the whole thing with the Sailor Venus, Sailor Jupiter, and Sailor... Oh,
they are her guardians. She's actually Princess Serena from the moon.
Okay.
So she's the princess from the moon, and the Sailor Scouts are her guards.
Are they actually from Jupiter and from Venus?
No, they're not. They're
but
just
that
made.
Doesn't make any sense. Like, wouldn't you figure Jupiter, Sailor, what of what moon? Of Earth?
Yeah, she's...
So where's Sailor Earth, then?
No, there's no Earth. She's
but that's stupid. Why would you be only the queen of whatever fucking the moon?
Well also, there's nobody on the moon. There's
no,
there.
No, she's...
But there's moons on Jupiter. God, wouldn't you want to protect that? Like,
she is a princess like of the moon, but of the moon of Earth.
So why is Jupiter fucking Sailor whatever protecting her?
No, they're all princesses of their own planet.
But that's
stupid.
That's
no, but they're not from the planet.
So they're descendants?
I don't even know. I didn't question it when I was a kid.
But it just, there's no logic behind it.
What? But wait, I want to. What is her power? Is she just? Does she do karate or what is it?
Who?
Sailor Moon.
Oh, Serena. Yeah, yeah. She has the power of love and moonlight.
Oh God.
What she do?
That's
she
so
do?
Gay.
You can hear it in the song.
What does she do? Like, what? How she beat a bad guy?
She
throws her fucking wand and jacks him off.
Yeah, she throws her tiara and it kills. Because the bad guys are always the people who were turned into bad guys.
Pervs.
And then, so she cures them with her tiara.
Guaranteed they're all pedo bears.
But I have to say, I loved it as a kid, but rewatching it, I cannot get past Tuxedo Mask. He is the gayest hero I've ever seen. He's so, I don't know, Dandy. Super romantic.
Yeah.
I actually thought the gayest hero, was the Blue Power Ranger.
Actually, oh, you know what? He was gay. Is that your joke?
No,
he's gay. He was bullied for being gay, so he was actually
was he gay on the show?
No, he was not gay on the show. Well, no, he didn't. He was.
How do you know though? Maybe he hooked up with the black guy.
I don't remember a gay storyline in there.
No. There was no gay storyline. But yeah, he was bullied for being gay, so he was actually he left the show.
1,000 years ago. Superstition and the sword ruled.
Who's that voice?
I think is that Keith David? It's Keith David.
It was a time of darkness. It's Keith David. It was a world of fear. It was the age of gargoyles. Stone by day, warriors by night.
This was on ABC.
We were betrayed by the humans we had sworn to protect.
This is way too mature.
It was very mature. Yeah.
Didn't it only die after a couple of seasons?
Yeah, it did. But it's all free on YouTube right now.
No, okay. You're in Manhattan.
Goliath.
Goliath is very cool. It was Goliath. But I found his girlfriend to be, you know, very intense.
Isn't it magic?
You're all enough to see you.
We are defenders of the night. We are gargoyles.
You guys remember their names?
Just Goliath.
Yeah, that's just the only one I remember.
It's the only one that matters.
Goliath's awesome.
They're all jobbers.
Is there a villain here in this? Who's the villain in this one?
The girl's a villain.
No, but she works for someone.
Yeah, right? She works for... It's a guy with white hair. He looks like an evil businessman. Again.
All right, we're going to have... We got to end the show now.
Okay, end it whenever you want.
Okay, we'll do one more.
Okay, Beast Wars?
Maybe.
Pokemon?
Or Pokemon, up to you.
Pokemon! Gotta catch them all.
Beast Wars?
Yeah.
I wanna be the very best. Like no one ever was.
Now they can sing.
Yeah, at least they can sing.
There's karaoke again.
Pika!
I will travel across the land.
This is a huge franchise for Nintendo, especially
with PS. Yeah. Events. To understand.
Was the game after or before?
I don't know. I actually... Or the cards. Because there was the card, the game, and the show. I don't know what came first.
I'm pretty sure that the show was last.
Oh, no. Sorry. The game was first.
Yeah, the game was first.
Well, Kev, you like Pikachu.
I never...
Yeah, you used to say Pika all the time.
Maybe I said that, but I never actually watched the show.
Did anybody... I watched the show. Did any of you guys watch the show?
I watched the show until the tournament. What's it called? The tournament.
Who was the free Pokemon, Gallifrey?
Butterfree.
That's gay.
I would have killed Pikachu in the first episode. Just have somebody step on him.
Guys, the thing I always remember the most was there was an episode, and I think the translation was just not working to English or to French. You know Brock, right? Brock's the black guy with that.
He's not black.
Well,
I don't know.
He's dark, but he has like these slits for eyes.
He
has no eyes. But the thing is that Ash has to beat him, and he goes to the town. There's this old man saying, "Brock has a tough childhood. His dad was a real loser and degenerate, and he left him alone." Anyways, he ends up training Ash, and Ash ends up beating Brock. But at the end, the old man's like realizes that the old man is actually Brock's father. So Ash is like, "Oh, you're the degenerate." I'm like, "Dude, be nice." I'm like, what the hell? They're really mean.
No, they meant that. It's supposed to be funny.
But they never actually physically fought. They just threw the Pikachu guys, right?
You know what I don't get? It doesn't this mean that it's like dog fights?
Wouldn't you just punch the other guy in the face? Like, take
no,
his balls?
No, but the thing is that, yeah, they throw Pokemons against each other. But isn't that animal cruelty? Because you're just raising, you're like catching them.
It's not a real animal. It's a fucking Pikachu thing. It lives in a fucking ball.
No, but they're in the wild first. You have to catch them first. And you put them in your ball.
You train them and then you fight. But then
you train and you fight, like a dog.
But you're supposed to. Some trainers would treat them their Pokemon as, you know, like...
Did some, like, beat them and shit, or...?
No, but they would treat them as slaves. But if you're a real Pokemon trainer, then you would treat your Pokemon as friends.
No, but it's dark stuff.
It's not dark.
And you're betting on animals to kill each other to the point where they're... Yeah, it's very dark.
Well, Pikachu is very independent-ish. He refuses to go into the Pikaball.
Pikachu's an independent
Pokeball. Woman. Pokeball. It's a he, I think.
He's not... he refuses to go in the ball.
He's voiced by a woman, though.
No, actually, I don't think they have any sex.
Oh, and by the way, guys, they have to. How do they make other Pokemon?
No, they don't have a sex.
Oh.
But can one Pokemon fuck another one and have, like, a mixed-race Pokemon?
That never happened so far.
But Butterfree, there seems to be male and female Butterfree.
Who knows? But guys, by the way, Ash, it's a fun story. Ash was played by a woman. And I didn't know, but I actually had supper with that woman in Toronto once. I knew she was a voice actress, but I didn't know what. And later on I realized that she was actually the voice actress for Ash. It's very funny.
Ash Ketchum, that's his name.
Yeah. Oh yeah, guys, his name is Ash Ketchum. Ketchum.
Ash
Ketchum. Ash Ketchum. You would catch them all. All
right, so let's close the show for Gallifrey, D-Ren, Heavyset, Kevbo Trek, Will. This is Old School. Thank you very much for listening. To catch them is my real test. To train them is slave my to call. Enslave them into a ball.
I'll
travel across
the land. Yeah, searching the movie. Far and wide.
It's a pony one. Looks like My Little Pony. To understand the power that's inside.
Did you guys watch the Trump part? No. Oh, it stinks. Yeah.
What's up? It is Heavyset, and I'm here to tell you about Kayfabe Sports Radio, the home of the Ohio Indie Report and NFL Easy Picks. On the Ohio Indie Report, I break down what's going on in the Cleveland scene of independent wrestling, from AIW to Prime Wrestling, and some of the little organizations in between that I can attend. And if you also like NFL football, be sure to check out NFL Easy Picks, hosted by myself and my good friend Joe Bennett, as we break down and talk about what is going on in football, and we make our picks on the coming week's games. And all this can be found at www.kfabesports.com. You can also find us on iTunes by searching Kayfabe Sports Radio. And while you're at kfabesports.com, be sure to check out the links for Kayfabe Sports Radio, Ohio Indie Report, and NFL Easy Picks on Facebook and Twitter. So for now, be sure to check out the Ohio Indie Report and NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio, where it's all a work.